And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson, we discussed the Bible's teaching about how God will not respond to the prayers of alien sinners, that is, those who are outside the body of Christ. In the New Testament, the Apostle Peter wrote, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." 1 Peter 3, verse 12. Consider as proof of this the account in John 9 of Christ healing a blind man. After the blind man had been healed and had left Christ's presence, the Pharisees interrogated him. They reasoned that because Jesus had performed this miracle on the Sabbath, he was a sinner. Yet the blind man stated emphatically, "We know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him." John 9, verse 31. Simply put, the man's argument was as follows. First, only God could have worked such an amazing miracle as giving sight to one born blind. Second, God does not hear the prayers of sinners. And then third, therefore, Jesus could not be a sinner because he had restored the man's sight by the power of God. The blind man thus concluded correctly, if this man were not from God, he could do nothing. John 9, verse 33. This is a critically important passage regarding whether or not God hears the prayers of alien sinners. Notice how the blind man prefaced his comments with, "We know that God does not hear sinners." There was not a single person among those righteous leaders who attempted to correct or who dared to contradict the blind man's statement. Why was that? The simple fact is that the Pharisees knew well such Old Testament passages as Psalm 34:15, Proverbs 15:29, and numerous others that confirm the truthfulness of the blind man's declaration. God's Word does indeed teach that he will not respond to the prayers of alien sinners because they are not in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. Which is where all spiritual blessings, such as prayer, are found. As Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Prayer is a blessing reserved only for Christians.